Dr. Candy Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Today we'll see plenty of sunshine with a high temperature of 97 and a south wind between 5 and 15, gusting as high as 25 at times. Later on tonight we'll see clear conditions and a low into the mid-70s. Sunny on Tuesday with high temperatures warming up into the upper 90s, close to 100 degrees in some areas. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now it's 90.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Democrats this week setting aside the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill to take up a $3.5 trillion budget resolution needed to move President Biden's domestic spending priorities and climate policy. A group of nine moderate lawmakers called for the House to vote on the Senate infrastructure bill before considering the budget resolution. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi declined to go along with that demand. In an abbreviated session, the House is scheduled to consider the budget resolution and a voting rights bill, but not the infrastructure plan. Pelosi said in a Dear Colleague letter over the weekend that any delay in passing the budget resolution threatens the timetable for delivering historic progress and the transformative vision the Democrats share. Roll Call reported on Friday and it confirmed with representatives of all nine moderate Democrats that they would hold firm on their threat to vote against the budget resolution unless the House first passed the infrastructure measure. A leader of the group, Josh Gottenheimer of New Jersey, reiterated that pledge on yesterday. Democrats controlled the House by a 220 to 212 margin, so the nine moderates could easily sink the budget resolution if more than three vote against it. The speaker committed to moving an infrastructure bill by August 1st, along with a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation spending package that would implement the spending and tax provisions authorized in the budget resolution. The House committee is scheduled to meet to prepare debate rules for the budget resolution, voting rights bill, and infrastructure measure. Pelosi insists the House will not reduce the size of the reconciliation measure despite resistance from moderates in both the House and the Senate. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like-new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
News, I'm Andy Hoosier. On Friday, Governor Laura Kelly urged more Kansans to get the COVID-19 vaccine, as she says that the hospital rates across the state of Kansas have increased with COVID-19 patients, putting a strain on the healthcare system.
Your actions don't hurt me. Your actions hurt your neighbors with pre-existing conditions because hospitals are rejecting transfer patients. I implore unvaccinated Kansans to think about these doctors and nurses, your neighbors and your friends, your children, and their teachers.
That audio from KMBC News. The governor also recommended that all school districts across the state mandate mask wearing for the fall school semester. In other news, the Salina Police Department is investigating a shooting that happened in the 500 block of East Iron this morning. KWBCH News reports that the road has been blocked off in the area and is recommending individuals avoid that area and use alternative routes. No information about the shooting has been released as the investigation is still ongoing. Good American Network News.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
If the Evel Knievel Museum does move from Topeka, Kansas to Las Vegas, Nevada, the owner of the museum dedicated to the Daredevil has pledged to repay $117,000 it has received from the city since it opened back in 2017. It was reported earlier this month that the museum dedicated to the career of Robert Craig Knievel, who became known as his death-defying stunts and tricks on motorbikes, may move to the Las Vegas Arts District. The museum's owner, Mike Patterson, told the city officials in a meeting last week he believes it is appropriate to repay the city, even though it might not be required in the incentive contract that the museum signed. In other news, police in western Kansas say a man is dead after he was accidentally shot over the weekend by a roommate. Police say the shooting happened late Friday night in Hayes when first responders were called to a home for a shooting. Arriving Hayes police officers and Ellis County Sheriff's deputies found a man with a gunshot wound to the head. The man was rushed to a Hayes hospital where he later died. Investigators say one of the man's roommates was trying to repair the gun when it unexpectedly fired, shooting the victim in the head. Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A 45-year-old broken bow man has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for killing his stepmother last year at her home. The Omaha World Herald reports that Trenton Ash was sentenced Thursday after a Custer County jury found him guilty in June for first-degree murder and two gun felonies in the July 2020 shooting death of 62-year-old Crystal Ash. Prosecutors say Crystal Ash had a protection order against her stepson that had already twice been violated before he went to her home in July of 2020 and shot her in front of two children also in the home. Trenton Ash then barricaded himself in his home for hours after the shooting before surrendering to state troopers. Nebraska weather forecasters say it looks like the upper 80s to low 90s are with us for this week. They're also saying some relief from the 90s may be on the way by this coming weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Wheat researchers are amazing. They're constantly working to help farmers produce more bushels per acre. Kaufman Seeds sells AgriPro, who has succeeded in producing wheat seeds with good overall disease package to fight leaf rust, stripe rust, and varieties, which are very good under drought stress. Those names include AP18AX, SY Benefit, Bob Dole, Everrock, Monument, Roadrunner, Rugged, and Wolverine. Call the sales crew at Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed with the county health nurse the prior quarantine rules of non-vaccinated persons attending an in-state or out-of-state gathering of 500 or more people. An Agency on Aging staff member was to be tested and will be paid COVID compensation for days off. Commissioner Fritz Blaske made it clear this is on a case-by-case basis. The county councilor informed commissioners they need to discuss this in detail and set a policy in the near future, as the situation could likely come up again. The board gave the Agency on Aging director permission to advertise for a substitute to fill in for vacations, sickness, etc., to allow the director to not have to fill the position. Dr. Nancy Zittick has expressed interest in serving as Marshall County Medical Director and perhaps Health Officer. Commissioners agreed to meet with Zittick. A rented dozer at the landfill has been used some 75 hours over the past 2 weeks. A request was approved to move forward with purchase of the equipment at a net cost of $143,000, reflecting consideration for rents paid. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaver spoke with a supervisor from Gage County. They feel a state line bridge does not benefit enough people to justify spending the money. Public Works administrators encourage landowners and township officers to attend a Gage County supervisor's meeting. Commissioners worked on the 2022 Marshall County budget. A tentative hearing for the budget is scheduled September 13th at 8:30 a.m. Changes will be made. A new draft will be submitted for consideration. The proposed mill levy is 47.865, which is a decrease of 2.5% or 1.229 mills from the previous year's budget of 49.094. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard an update on the Mark Neusch Memorial being developed for the courthouse lawn, which is expected to be ready for the Fall Fest in September. The consent agenda approved included a letter of opposition to the National Heritage Area proposal. Development plans for the High Banks Wind Energy Project may be presented to commissioners yet this fall for consideration toward the end of this year. NextEra continues soliciting landowners for up to 100,000 acres in western Washington and Republic counties. Roughly 25% will fall in Washington County, primarily Grant and some of Union Townships. Environmental and site surveys would then be coordinated along with wind data leading to design. Construction could begin as early as next spring with completion toward the end of 2023. A customer would be identified with transmission connecting to lines with the Irish Creek Wind Farm in Marshall County. Nemaha County Local Health Officer Jane Sunderland has submitted her resignation effective at the end of August. Commissioners reluctantly accepted the resignation after Sunderland had served the post as County Health Officer and Administrator of Nemaha County Community Health Services for the past 17 years. Options for her replacement are being considered. The appointment may be a registered nurse with a Kansas doctor supervising. Hiring a new planning consultant was also discussed at last week's meeting, as well as annual township payment from NextEra as part of a Soldier Creek Wind Farm agreement. The Wall That Heals will arrive in Marysville Tuesday afternoon. The project caravan is to leave the truck stop north of Beatrice at 2 p.m. and will be accompanied by several hundred volunteer motorcycle riders. The public is encouraged to support the arrival, waving American flags en route. The display will be set up at Feldhausen Field and will be open for the public viewing 24/7, beginning Thursday, August 26th, continuing through Sunday, August 29th. The three-quarter size version of the original Vietnam Memorial Wall is 375 feet long and includes a full-size mobile education center as well. Details and updates are being posted on the Wall That Heals Facebook page. Robert L. Bob Blazer, age 79, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Monday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Bob Blazer. Jeanette R. Mingy, age 69, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30. At the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Mingy. Sharon J. Throm, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Throm. Rosemary Kennedy, age 99, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery, Frankfort. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family with great friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Rosemary Kennedy. Lisa M. Schwindeman, age 53, of Marysville, passed away August 13th. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Lisa Schwindeman. Ruth Ann Vapita, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Ruth Ann Vapita.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here is your KNDY Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, we will continue to see an area of high pressure staying in place across the region. And this will give us plenty of sunshine and temperatures staying above average for this time of the year as we head throughout the upcoming week. As we'll see lots of sunshine continuing throughout most of the area today, and we'll see highs staying into the upper 90s and the low 100s, with winds from the south at 5 to 15, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour at times. And then into tonight, we can expect to see clear conditions and temperatures falling off into the mid-70s. We'll then see some additional sunshine and some hot conditions across the area for Tuesday, with highs staying into the upper 90s to around 100 degrees in some areas, and winds staying for the south between 15 and 30. And then we'll see a chance of some thunderstorms returning to the area by later on Tuesday night, as we'll see temperatures falling off into the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
Average high temperature late August, 88. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 65. The record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:12. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
Is there a more all-American fruit than the apple? We think so. Why, the blueberry gets our nomination next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 23rd, the 235th day of the year. NBA legend Kobe Bryant was born on this day, and East Germany asked to be reunified with West Germany in 1990. Apples may have a corner on the All-American image, but if you study it more closely, the most All-American fruit might be the blueberry. While the apple was imported from Europe, the blueberry is one of the few fruits native to North America, which accounts for over 80% of the world's blueberry supply, and they are second only to strawberries in popularity. And if you've ever noticed the blue paint often found in early colonial and Shaker homes, you can chalk it up to the blueberries. Early colonists often made paint of boiling blueberries in milk. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find all kinds of delicious blueberry recipes at almanac.com.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 Chevy Colorado, four-wheel drive Z71. It's a one-owner. A 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model pickup. 2011 Ford F-150 Lariat pickup. A 2007 Chevy Silverado 1500 model. And several others in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge closed out a 12-game road trip with an 11-7 win over Springfield, taking 5 of 6 games in the series. With the win, the Surge hold a 5-game lead in first place in the division and now hold the best record in the AA Central League. Wichita returning home this week to host the Tulsa Drillers for 6 games beginning tomorrow night to conclude the Propeller Series. First pitch from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita tomorrow evening set for 7:05. The broom was out as Andrew Benintendi drove in three runs, and the Kansas City Royals beat the sliding Chicago Cubs 9-1 for a sweep of their weekend series. It was Chicago's franchise record 13th consecutive loss at Wrigley Field. Royals right-hander Carlos Hernandez struck out a career-high 8 in 7 innings. Royals and the Astros tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Former Wichita State Shocker Jaime Ekinike signing an Exhibit 10 contract with the Washington Wizards, according to the Athletic's Fred Katz. An Exhibit 10 deal is essentially an invite to training camp and the Wizards G League affiliate, with the opportunity to earn a $50,000 bonus if he remains on the roster for 60 days. Wichita native Barry Sanders announced Friday via Twitter that he's tested positive for COVID-19. The former Detroit Lions star said he's vaccinated and does not have any symptoms. Sanders said he'll stay in until he gets the green light from doctors. He said he'll be ready for the September 12th game when the Detroit Lions take on the San Francisco 49ers. Chad Henne and rookie star Shane Buechele threw touchdown passes to help the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Arizona Cardinals 17-10 in a preseason matchup Friday night. Chiefs back in action this Friday night as they'll take on the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
Keep your home secure while also elevating its style with replacement windows and doors from Hometown Lumber. They offer a variety of window options to help create the perfect look for the outside of your home and the best view from the inside. Make a good first impression at the front door by selecting from in-stock exterior and interior doors that impact your home's aesthetic and energy efficiency. Plan your projects now to ensure everything arrives on time and tackle those jobs this fall. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858, Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
A big week coming up next week on the TVL Spotlight. We talked to Washington County Tiger football head coach Tommy Tryon, as he says his boys are ready to go for that first Friday night.
I had a group of kids that was in the weight room lifting weights with me before school, and you know, you can tell that they're hungry and they want to be great, so it gets me really excited.
We'll go to Valley Heights High School and speak to Mustang volleyball coach Susan Steinford. And on our first Way Back Wednesday, we'll talk to 1999 girls state basketball champion Jamie Dreyer of the B&B Falcons.
At that point in your life, that's the biggest thing you can ever imagine happening to you. So that was, you know, it was awesome result. Everything you worked for, not only that year, but, you know, me being a basketball person, that's what I shot for the time I was in kindergarten, sitting in the stands watching.
And we get you ready for the first week of action in the Twin Valley League. The TVL Spotlight coming up next week on KNDYRadio.com.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Don't panic if you see ants crawling up your tree.
Do a bit of detective work before reaching for the insecticide. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The presence of ants may indicate aphids and mites are feeding in your tree. These insects suck plant juices and secrete the excess as a clear, sticky substance known as honeydew. The ants are eating the honeydew, not your tree. Most healthy trees can tolerate the aphid and mite damage. A strong blast of water is often enough to keep their populations to a tolerable level. Carpenter ants are commonly found in our landscapes. They do not feed on or nest in healthy wood. They only nest in rotting wood. Contact a certified arborist, tree care professional, if you suspect your tree is infested with carpenter ants. They can locate the cause of the rotting wood and advise you on the proper care for the tree. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
When the state of Texas needed to build a new state capitol building, they had a plan in place to raise the money for construction. That plan involved land about as far from the city of Austin as could still be found within the borders of the state. The plan and result is this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Nick Olson shares the story of a ranch that was founded when one state needed to raise some cash.
The state of Texas in the 1870s decided they needed to build a new capitol building. So in 1875, they said, let's do a new building. Let's put some land aside.
When he says put land aside, he's referring to the state's plan to sell some of their government-owned land to defray the cost of a new capitol building.
So what they did is they set aside 3 million acres to pay for the construction of the capitol building. They didn't have any money after the Civil War. So they set aside this 3 million acres out of a 5 million acre tract of land that the state still owned.
And once that land had been surveyed, the state prepared to sell the land to raise money for the capital.
A gentleman from Chicago got the bid, and he actually sold it to 4 other men from Chicago. Their names were Taylor, Babcock, and 2 Farwell brothers. They're all from Chicago, wealthy men. One was a senator, one was a congressman. One helped with Marshall Field Stores. One rebuilt Chicago after the Great Fire.
But those investors needed cash to begin improving the land in the Texas Panhandle so it could be ranched.
The 2 Farwell brothers went to England and formed a corporation to get some English investors. You know, back at that period of time, a lot of people in Europe were coming to the States. They felt that they were told they could make a killing off cattle and ranching. So they raised about $10 million. That was helped for the fencing, buying cattle, hiring cowboys.
It was the beginning of the XIT Ranch, a gigantic spread with quite a story. And there's more next time as we travel the countryside. In Dalhart, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tube-like nests made out of mud indicate a mud dauber has moved in. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They look frightening, but this wasp isn't an insect to be too concerned about as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A fan of wasps. Mud dauber wasps aren't much of a threat, but their nests can be unsightly. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says mud daubers have long, narrow midsections. Depending on the species, they vary in color from yellow and black, all black, or metallic blue. They are large and look menacing, but Holscher says their behavior is different from other wasps.
They are not social. It's not as if there's a huge colony or nest of them as with other wasps and bees. And so they're not quite as aggressive in that regard because it's not as if they're protecting a home. Now, that doesn't mean that the females can't sting. They obviously can do that, but chances are you're probably going to have to grab her in your hand and force her to do that. She'll act fairly aggressive, but like I said, it's usually more bark than it is bite.
The females make the tube-like nests by carrying mud and molding it to a protected structure such as the walls of a garage or under a deck. They go out and find small spiders, paralyze them, and lay an egg on them inside the mud nest. When baby mud daubers hatch, they have their first meal waiting for them. Holscher says in the South, young black widow spiders are a favorite food. As to whether or not mud daubers are beneficial insects depends on how you look at them. But if you're uncomfortable with their presence, just knock down the nest.
If you notice them actively building that structure, what you can do is at night go and knock it down. All wasps, including mud dauber wasps, are inactive at night and they sure aren't going to be there. If you keep doing that, that'll discourage them. You can also wait until they're completely finished with it and then the wasps leave on their own and then go out there and knock that down.
Learn more about mud daubers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be. Never let my mind grow, never let go,
let go. Never let my heart grow. Never let my mind grow. Never let go. Never let go. Never let go. Let it be.
Have you ever been in such a rush at the grocery store that you forget a bag at the checkout line? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It is a frustrating disappointment to arrive at home only to realize you don't have the ingredients you need for dinner. You know, leaving a bag at the grocery store is one thing, but leaving your retirement strategy behind is another. It can be so easy to just focus on your daily needs that you put off thinking about the long term. And that's really where a financial strategy can help. It's a way to ensure you're not missing out on preparing for your later years. A comprehensive strategy should include things like a budget for your day-to-day needs, as well as an idea of what you want retirement to look like and how you're going to pay for your needs during that period of time. A holistic strategy essentially includes a short and a long-term plan for saving, spending, growing, and giving. And remember, God has a great plan for your future.
Teaching high school kids in Illinois how to scout crops today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Earlier this month, the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana hosted a bunch of high school kids who came to learn about crop scouting. Agronomist Erica Parker was along as an adult volunteer with a student group from Dwight, Illinois, and says there were lots of reasons for them to be there.
The opportunity to watch something grow, understand how it works in the environment, be able to start realizing how small the ag world is, how small the world is in general, be able to meet people.
The event was a competition with cash prizes for the top teams. Students were challenged to identify weeds, insects, and diseases, determine corn and soybean growth stages, and take on a variety of other tasks. The event was organized by Chelsea Harbach from Illinois Extension.
I don't think it should be too hard. We're trying to keep it pretty basic since they're high school students. But, you know, getting them to think about this stuff at this age, I think is just in general pretty cool. But I'm very impressed with the knowledge that these kids have already. So I think for them, it should be fairly easy.
The top two teams go on to compete against teams from other states in the region. My thanks to Todd Gleason with Illinois Extension News and Public Affairs for assisting with this story. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, Friday's United States Department of Agriculture Cattle on Feed report may give more hints of a downturn in beef production next year and an increase in cattle prices. Numbers were lower pretty much across the board. Shale Shagham is USDA livestock analyst.
The number of cattle on feed was just under 11.1 million head, which was about 2% below a year ago. During July, just over 1.7 million head of cattle were placed on feed, which was about 8% below a year ago. And the number of fed cattle marketed during July was 1.9 million head, which was 5% below a year ago. However, there was an extra slaughter day in July, and if we take that into account, marketings on a per-day basis was about unchanged from 2020.
Now, that number of placements into feedlots, 8% below last year, may seem a little worrying on the front, but Shale Shagham reminds us.
One reason, obviously, the placements are down is the fact that there is some good grass in much of the southern plains, which rather than move cattle into feedlots, some of those cattle probably are remaining on grass right now. In addition, we are looking at a proportion of cattle outside feedlots, which is below what it was a year ago.
Now, Shagham says that smaller cattle supplies and good returns over the last few months have encouraged feedlots to bid up the price of feeders. This July, for example, prices were about 10% higher than they were July of last year. Shagham says that the eventual effect of smaller cattle supplies will be about a 3% reduction, a downturn in beef production next year, but a 4% increase in average steer prices. Once again, USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Growing wheat isn't for the faint of heart, but thanks to the strong performance of Westbred, it's worth it. Call the guys at Kaufman Seeds. We have the wheat varieties that endure the region's toughest challenges. WB4269, WB4401, and WB4699 provide excellent test weights and a good disease package and good after beans. Increase your yields and profitability with Kaufman Seeds. Call 800-634-2836. That's 800-634-2836.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lower yields and pod counts being found in South Dakota and parts of Nebraska. Andy Peterson has more.
Off and running, day one of the 29th annual Pro Farmer Crop Tour, producing a record number of corn and soybean yield samples from South Dakota. What they found was an average yield of 151.4 bushels per acre, down 15.5% from a year ago, but still a little higher than USDA's most recent prediction. Chip Flory says for soybeans, pod counts came in just under 1,000 pods in a 3x3 foot square, down 20% from 1 year ago.
And maybe the most important thing, I think, is that we record a moisture index to try to figure out just how much fuel is left in the dirt for the bean crop to finish. That moisture index was half of what it was a year ago. Yeah. So we really need some moisture for that bean crop. So bean crop off significantly. Corn crop, you know, it's kind of what USDA saw as of August 1.
Along with South Dakota, the western leg of the tour are also spending the first of 2 days looking at the crop in Nebraska.
If I would say anything in particular about Nebraska, it's just a simple fact that if there's a pivot in northeast Nebraska, I think it was running today and dumping some water on that on corn and soybean. It's not just for corn anymore. It's for the beans, too.
Meaning with the drought conditions, the value of irrigation could be on display.
What we saw kind of across the board in northeastern Nebraska was just very average irrigated corn yields. So the drought is definitely affecting the area, along with some wind damage.
Veteran Scout Casey Busteed, area claims manager with the NCIS, says early on, looks like some rainfall in the next few days could make a big difference.
Definitely not the worst I've seen.
Day two of the Western Leg takes us from Grand Island to Nebraska City. I'm Edie Peterson.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
If you're having a hard time hiring and retaining farm employees, assess your management skills. Would you work for you? On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Has to make sure that all farm activities are well coordinated. As farms get larger and the labor market tightens, the manager also has to be a human resources specialist to find and retain the best employees. Leadership, organization, and having good communication skills are, of course, important as well. However, a blanket managerial approach for all employees may not get the results you want. Kelly Heckman is an extension educator at Purdue University. She says a good farm manager will work with each employee as an individual and learn what makes them tick.
That makes it challenging because not everybody is the same. And being a good leader on the farm means I'm going to have to take some time learning about that employee, learning what motivates them, and learning what communication style works best for them, and then build that level of trust with that employee. You also have to be able to give them the tools that they need to complete their job and then the skills so that they can grow.
Being a manager also means a commitment in growing your own skills. Identify your strengths and weaknesses and work on them.
So that may mean taking some time to invest in going to other trainings, other seminars, to hone those skills, and always trying to improve to be a better manager, better employer, so that you can come back and help your employees reach their full potential.
If your farm is the kind of place where people want to work, you will become an employer of choice that can successfully compete for the best available employees. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the traits of a good farm manager and a checklist to see how you're doing at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're still having trouble with corn after a promising start today. Kansas City wheat and soybeans continue to look pretty good. Let's take a look at how things are shaking out as we head towards the end of the day. September, Kansas City wheat up 2¾ at 7.04 and 3/4. December up 2¾ at 7.18 and a half. We saw bigger numbers earlier. Minneapolis spring wheat is up. Chicago wheat is still up as well. Corn started well, but got soft, tried to rally, and just can't hold on to it. September corn down 3 at 5.35 and 3/4. December down 3¼ at 5.33 and 3/4. Soybeans started well and continue to hold on to some smaller gains than what we started with. September beans up 4¼, 12.98. November beans up 5½ at 12.96 and a quarter. All the back months are good. The products are mixed. September soybean meal down 6.10 at 3.47.20, but bean oil is doing well. September is up 193 points at 59.42. Canola is up, and cotton is having a good day today so far anyway. Got a few minutes left. The livestock complex remains mixed. Hogs started out okay, but they gave way early on, and they're having some issues now. But fat cattle and feeder cattle are doing nicely. October live cattle up 267 at 131.72. December up 217 at 136.70. Back months are all good. September feeders up 247 at 167.97. October feeder cattle are up 340 at 171.02. Positives all the way down. Everything is up by more than a dollar in feeder cattle, and some by more than $2. Hogs, as I've said, started out okay, but that gave way, and unfortunately struggling now. October hogs down a dollar at 87.62. December hogs are currently down 45 at 81.25. So not a good look for hogs, while cattle continue to do well. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
It takes more than love to care for a loved one. AARP developed a Kansas Family Caregiver Resource Guide as a starting point to help you find the services and support you might need. To order a print copy of this guide, call AARP at 877-333-5885 and request the Kansas Family Caregiver Resource Guide. Or find the guide online at aarp.org/KS Caregiver Resources. Paid for.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sidlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
I bet he's sitting somewhere sipping whiskey straight at a bar in Wyoming, with his old black hat pulled over his eyes looking like mystery. They'll wonder where he's been, where he's heading now, just like I did when I first met him, just like I still do now. I met him on a Tennessee summer day. I always knew I should have ran. Between his sad blue eyes and his southern drawl, I never stood a chance. So handsome but so rough, broken but still tough. I figured I couldn't make him happy if I just loved him enough.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.